Yeah, roger that, Ken. I did most of the listening, but I was eager to talk, so when my dad was alive, I used his call. Back when they still would sign the paper, you know, the ARRL paper, because I'm a receiving TAM, by the way. I've been doing this since 06. I used the call on the piece of paper. I got on the air, and I used the call. Kilo Zulu 1 Zulu Zulu Zulu. Slash, I think, AP or whatever it was. And they're like, that's not a valid call sign. And it's like, it says right here on the paper, when you get on the air, you use call sign, and I did, because I took it literal, so, yeah, but I got my license a little bit after that. Kilo India 4, after here in November, was my first call. So thanks for checking in, Ken. Annette, I talked to you last night. Did you do any studying today before you came to the net? KK7YBP, WB9CSP, and what was the first thing you did when you became a ham? Over.
Hey there, Richard. Yeah, I actually took a couple tests last night after I left the roundtable. And, of course, I have taken a couple tests this morning. Scored a little bit better, so I'm happy with myself. Now I'm just reviewing one of my test scores, reviewing what I missed so I could go over it again. And what is the first thing I remember doing as a ham? Well, first thing I remember doing, or the first thing that I did do when I became a ham, it was the day I got my license, I checked into Lynn's 190 SwapNet. The Mount Mitchell repeater. That's the first thing I remember doing as a ham. KK7YBP. And then, of course, that night I checked into the Rowdy Roundtable.